Good evening, and thank you for joining me. My name is David Sandoval, and I am one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and that is appropriate since tonight is the Meet the Owners call. Unfortunately, we just have one of our owners is missing because my colleague Amy will not be with us tonight, and that just means that I'm going to have to catch my breath once in a while and try to do as good as she could if she were here. So I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy life. I want to let you know that this is my favorite call. That's the call that we get to set down our business hat for a moment and put on our people hat that says, you know, what are the people at Purium doing? And you know, we are Purium people, and Purium stands for pure and premium, and it stands for protection of quality, of standards, of our health, of the earth, of life itself. And this is a really good place to be. I mean, if you're going to choose something to do in your life, make it something awesome. Make it something cool. Make it something that when you have your last breath that you can look back and go, you know what? The time I spent was spent in a way that makes me proud, in a way that I hope will have made the people who love me proud. And that means I was caring about other people. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more important than leisure time. There's just nothing more important than leisure time, having the time to do the things that contribute to the quality of our lives, to gardening or to visiting friends or taking care of your children or reading a book. And so when we do talk about the business side of Purium, it's because, wow, what a better way to get that leisure time than to making the world a better place. So there's a couple of ways that I love to share Purium with people. Because I like to make Purium fun. We say that Purium is making healthy cool. And the reason why is because if it's fun, it's cool. If you do something and go, hey, that was fun, you could also substitute that was cool. And if he goes, oh, that was lame, then you can also substitute, that was not cool. And so when we say making healthy cool, it means we're gonna make it fun. We're going to make it good. We're going to make it what people want more of in their lives. And so me, I want to be healthy and have energy, and I want to be fit. To me, I also think that that's cool. When I see people who have low energy, they're dragging their behinds around, and they're carrying far too many extra pounds, and they don't have an opportunity to be healthy because they've stacked the deck against that opportunity because of their very lifestyle, that doesn't make me happy. I don't want to be that person. And there's nothing wrong with that person as a person. There's nothing wrong with their heart, their soul, or any of that. I just mean from the perspective of, will you have an opportunity to experience all of the joy, all of the happiness, all of the adventure, all of the longevity, all of the everything that must and can only happen when you're capable of it? And ultimately, when you're dead, you are not capable of it on this earth any longer, and the progression toward death is a progression that degrades your ability to participate in those things that I call quality of life to a great degree. Not everything, of course not, but to a great degree. And I'm fighting against that every single day. And in order to fight against that, we better make it cool. We better make it fun, because if you're going to do it every day, all day, you want to do something cool and fun. And there's nothing cooler or funner for me than sharing information and products that make people's lives better. Sometimes that's giving advice to friends about a car or a house or a relationship or a restaurant. But most of the time, it's talking about what I'm passionate about. And that's helping people to look at their diet, look at the food they're eating, and make some adjustments, make some changes, and see the results. Again, I convince people to take a look at their diet, what they're eating, what they're doing, to make some adjustments, make some changes, and look at the results. And typically those results are pretty cool. And all of a sudden they're going, this is cool. And I go, cool, great. So healthy happy hours are cool. I mean, healthy happy hours are really cool because you invite friends over and you give them stuff. It's a party. But if you invite friends over for a healthy happy hour and you explain, yeah, we're going to have some of these really cool drinks. They're non-alcoholic, but they're what are called like phytochemically rich drinks. It's like an oxygen bar in a way. Think of an oxygen bar, but we're going to make these super cool drinks at a healthy happy hour. Come on by. And the people come by, and when you do, you're going to pour them some drinks. And with the holidays coming on, I want to share some of my favorite recipes that you could use while people are there. And you got to have some finger foods, you know, typically. So what I like to do is I like to entice people with something they'd never imagine as being a finger food. I take and I make something called healthy gravy. Weight loss gravy is what we typically call it. Now, most people don't think of a rich, creamy, warm, delicious gravy as being something that's going to be healthy, but when you make it my way, it will help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It will help help with blood sugar stability. It will help with digestion. It'll help you lose weight. It'll help you to virtually do the exact opposite of what gravy typically does. And so I want to share that recipe with you. And I know we have it online as well. And like any recipe, it could be modified. But with the holidays coming up, being able to take something like, I take something like asparagus or perhaps some Brussels sprouts, and you put them in the oven and you broil them for a bit to where they look sort of barbecued. Then you cut them in small pieces and you get toothpicks and you let people dip them, these half Brussels sprouts, dip them into this gravy, these other, whether it be green beans or asparagus, and they get to dip those into the gravy and like, wow, that's a great finger food and very healthy. And by the way, baby carrots are just as good. Baby potatoes, just as good. Just whatever vegetable that you could boil for a while and cook and then have small enough pieces where you could dip it in this healthy gravy. People go crazy for it. And the way to make it is pretty simple. The ingredients you're going to need are going to be a little bit of fresh garlic and onion. And, you know, you could include some spices. I like, obviously, people call me Five Spice Dave because I always use garlic and onion, which we're going to use fresh. And then I also use salt and pepper, sea salt and crushed pepper. And I use cayenne. And these are great ingredients for gravy, but you could add others. You could add a number of ingredients to enliven the taste with herbs that you may like. But I'll keep it simple and let you dress it to your desire. So you're going to put some garlic and some onion, and you're going to be, you're going to take some garlic and some onion, and you're going to begin to saute those with some coconut oil. So the next ingredient you're going to need is coconut oil. And the pan is going to be heated up medium high. You're going to be sauteing the onions and add some garlic. And as it begins to caramelize down and the oil begins to take on a little bit of color of the onions and they're sticking to the bottom of the pan a little bit, you're going to take some activated barley, 2 to 3 tablespoons, and you're going to sprinkle it into that mix and you're going to create a little roux. A nice thick base as the browning begins and the oil is mixed with the activated barley. And then you'll take some broth, vegetable broth or if you want, maybe some, I like to use cabbage broth is my favorite, or some other vegetable broth, but some liquid, you can use water, and you put that in, and you let it boil up. Get out a little bit more activated barley if you like it, if it's thick enough for you. And it makes the most delicious, amazing gravy. And again, the ingredients, all food is only the ingredients. Now, you're going to be getting a lot of sulfur compounds, which are really good for your joints and for your ligaments, and they help your, help your body to let go of pain. And so that's really good. That's going to come from the onions and the garlic. And you're going to get the cayenne, and cayenne pepper is known to be, contribute to thermogenesis. It will basically help you to burn fat as well. You're going to have the coconut oil, the fat that burns fat, the low-fat fat. And this is amazing because medium-chain triglycerides actually help your body to burn fat. That's why when they fed coconut oil to cows to fatten them up, they got really skinny cows, and they finally discovered that there's something different. They called it a saturated fat just because it wasn't identical to vegetable oil. But neither was it identical to animal fat. It was somewhere in the middle. And just like, I think it was Goldilocks or somebody said, that was just right, and it's perfect for your body. So you're going to mix that with the activated barley. The food in Gladiators, the slowest burning carbohydrate on the planet, loaded with beta-glucan 1-3-1-6. And it helps you lose weight because it gives you continuous slow burning energy throughout the day. And as a carbohydrate, it doesn't turn to sugar. So a fantastic weight loss gravy, delicious, great little finger food. And then, speaking of finger foods, I take, believe it or not, the same ingredient, activated barley, and I combine it with another one of the same ingredients, coconut oil, and then I add a third Purium product called rice bran soluble. So imagine you're going to take about, let's just say you use one cup of rice bran solubles. You're going to use one third of a cup of activated barley, about 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and you're going to mix that all together, and it'll be sort of like a thick jelly paste, and you're going to add a little bit of perhaps agave syrup or something else that you may enjoy. You could add a little bit of honey or some other sweetener, just a little bit, because it's going to be sweet. Taste it first. It's going to be sweet and buttery tasting. Seriously, like cookie dough. You won't believe it. And then you're going to start adding in some things that might make it taste good to you. For example, I love to use this nougat. As I said, a little bit of agave in there, something to sweeten it up, and then you taste it. It's like the nougat in the middle of a candy bar. And so I love to take cashews and to make some nut rolls. You could take some little shavings of coconut and some almonds and make it taste a little bit like an almond joy. You could take some cacao powder, a little carob powder. You could add in some peanuts and make it taste like Reese's. I mean, it's just amazing, the versatility. So I make all these different flavored balls, just little bite-sized balls with this nougat as the base. And then you get very creative and you add your own combinations of flavors. Like I said, a few peanuts and a little bit of cacao, and it tastes a little bit like a Reese's, a lot like a Reese's. And you could add some coconut and some almonds, and all of a sudden it tastes, like an Almond Joy. So you could create your own little healthy candy bars made out of these healthy ingredients. And remember, rice bran solubles is the third ingredient you've now added. And it's the same ingredient that made gravy is now making candy. It's just the only difference is we had the rice bran solubles. The rice bran solubles is a sweet, nutty flavor. And just an amazing, amazing combination. And, of course, the rice bran solubles is a powerful antioxidant. So good for the heart. And so good for the liver. And so good for the skin and the eyes and the organs. And here it is in the form of candy. Just a great way to utilize Purium products in everyday sort of foods, or at least snacks, at what we call healthy happy hours. And these healthy happy hours are an exciting way to get people together and to share with them. Oh, by the way, all these little energy balls I made, check out all these little new energy balls I made. Taste this flavor and that flavor, the one with the cinnamon and the nutmeg and something. This one tastes like, you know, this one tastes like gingerbread, and this one tastes like, you know, a candy bar, and, you know, this one tastes like, you know, when you could just, you know, this one, I made them taste like baklava by using honey and the nuts that are used in baklava, but you can make them taste like just about anything you want by adding some other healthy ingredients. And just a great way to share, you know, the Purium products around the holidays during these healthy happy hours. And that, we haven't even gotten into the drinks yet. Those are just like 3 or 4 awesome snacks that you could make using, you know, finger food. So when you make some lemonade, some homemade lemonade, or you could buy a really good natural one, and you're going to need some ionic elements, the liquid minerals, and you're going to need some of our liquid white American ginseng. We call this ginseng lemonade because you're going to mix a nice ratio, about 2 tablespoons of the ginseng liquid per quart of lemonade, and then you're going to add probably about 60 to 80 drops of the liquid minerals. This is so energizing and uplifting. The combination of the lemonade and the flavor, you know, contributes greatly to, you know, the experience, because that ginseng lemonade, you could taste the ginseng as an overtone to the lemonade. And if you've ever had strawberry lemonade or maybe mango lemonade, those are getting very popular. So ginseng lemonade is really, really a great introduction for people to learn about our products, because it's something they're familiar with. It's a designer lemonade. It just happens to give you an amazing amount of energy. So if you give them a nice glass of that when they walk through the door, they're going to be wide awake. You know what ginseng does? It makes you attentive, makes you focused, makes you energized, makes you feel good because it reduces stress or it de-stresses you. It's better than a glass of wine in so many ways, because the glass of wine may de-stress you, but it comes with a little burden called alcohol that your liver just isn't too happy with. And so the next drink, boy, there's so many, and during the holidays, I love, love, love to use, you think I'm going to say love, but no, the tart cherry concentrate. What you're going to do is you're going to get some unfiltered apple juice, the brown one with sediment, and you're going to warm that up just enough on the stove. You're going to add a little bit of cinnamon, nutmeg, and, of course, the requisite tart cherry. And this tart cherry toddy is ridiculous. You're going to warm it up. You're going to serve it with a little stick of cinnamon in it, perhaps. Maybe some whipped almond milk with a little dauble on top and a straw, and they're going to go, oh, my God, this is amazing. What did you give me here? And that's the last thing you're going to serve. So the first thing you're going to serve is the ginseng lemonade, and the last thing you're going to serve is the tart cherry toddy. And in the middle, of course, we've got a couple of really cool recipes I want to share with you about the power shake, because so many people are doing the transformation. They're wondering, what's it going to be like drinking these power shakes? And so I came up with a really great recipe, and I had some help from a celebrity chef named Chef Bilot. And I'm going to take one moment to take a sip of water. When I come back, I'm going to give you 2 power shake recipes, one for the appleberry, that tastes like, I've been told, fruity pebbles. Not that anybody in this audience has ever tasted those. And the other is just tastes like a vanilla latte. And I'll be right back in one sip or two to give you those recipes. So stick around. Okay, well, apparently I finished my water on the last break, so we're just going to roll right into these recipes because I know that our time is getting short. And the first recipe is pretty easy for almost anybody to accomplish. Actually, they both are. So you're going to go to your store, and of course you're going to have your power shake. And for the sort of the latte type one, you're going to get some almond milk, and you're going to get some coconut water. The plain flavors are fine. If you want to, you can get the vanilla-flavored almond milk. It's not going to be the end of the world, but always check to make sure you get a clean almond milk without a bunch of stabilizers and preservatives and oils and stuff added, and they are out there. I'll find the brand. I'll recommend it. So you're going to get some almond milk, hopefully make your own or find a clean brand, and some coconut water. You're going to mix them in equal parts. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a fresh coconut, then you're going to use the meat and the water, and you're going to put it in a blender with the almond milk and mix it all together. Then you're going to put in your 2 to 3 scoops of power shake. You're going to put in about 6 drops to 10 drops of vanilla extract. And you're going to put in, again, some cinnamon. Now, the cinnamon, as you know, is great for helping people with blood sugar stability. And the combination of the coconut and the almond, two very healthy drinks, and the power shake. And it tastes delicious, tastes amazing. Seriously, you serve it, and people are like, wow, I could definitely drink that every day. That is a delicious drink. Be sure to serve that before the Fruity Pebbles, because I made the mistake of trying to serve it after the Fruity Pebbles. And I hate to call it that, but that's what people say it tastes like. And in order to make this, you actually just use water. You're going to put water, again, and the power shake. You're going to take the requisite amount of water, depending upon how much you like, liquid in your power shake. And you're going to then add a few drops, and you need to sort of play with this, but I would put 3 to 4 drops of orange extract and 2 to 3 drops of lemon extract. And these are the organic, like, extracts that you'd use in a cake. And they are natural if you get the right ones. They're totally natural. Organic lemon and orange extract. You're going to put a little more orange than you put lemon, and it will taste, because of the appleberry flavor that's already in it, you're going to have an amazing Fruity Pebble experience, apparently. My daughter described it, and I have never gave her Fruity Pebbles, I can promise you, but her mother did. Or maybe she had them at a friend's house, but either way, she said it tastes like, Dad, when the milk is left in the bottom of the bowl and you stop and drink the Fruity Pebble residue. And I said, okay, I'll take your word for it. And then about 3 other people, and this was during a transformation weekend, by the way, when we were making power shakes, and a lot of the transformers who had lost a bunch of weight were agreeing with her wholeheartedly that it definitely was a Fruity Pebbles experience. So hate to use the name, but we're going to steal it and make it healthy. That's the Fruity Pebbles recipe. I hope that you will enjoy that. And people ask, well, you know, the love meal, you know, is that part of the transformation? I said the love meal is for athletes. You know, the love meal is for people who are maybe even want to gain weight, perhaps, because they're, you know, it could be used to bulk up. So they go, well, how could you use a love meal to bulk up? And to do that is one of my favorite recipes. You're going to take a banana. You're going to take your love meal. You're going to take some soaked almonds. I say 10 or 12 soaked almonds. And you are going to, again, take a, you know, your vanilla extract. You're going to add vanilla, the bananas, the almonds. You could put a little bit of almond extract if you want as well. And I'm telling you, that is one delicious smoothie. Just bananas and almonds, love super meal. Banana and almond, love super meal. You could use water, or you could use, you know, coconut water. And this is going to be a phenomenal. And remember, use a little bit of cinnamon if you want. Use a little bit of vanilla extract if you want. Dress these things up. Get designer. Make them sexy. They don't have to be sitting in the shadows like boring off to the side. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. Now, here's something else that's really cool. That's about it on the recipes for tonight. There will be more to come. But right now, I want to let you know that I am so amazed and excited about what our members are doing on social media, in social media. I am seeing people just spontaneously posting their testimonials, before and after pictures, sharing stories about their mothers, their daughters, their friends, their dogs, themselves. And these, from the heart, totally honest and spontaneous outpourings of either gratitude or simply amazement they inspire me, and they are just, they're amazing. And so if you're one of the people out there, try to teach other people to do this. Try to keep doing this. Share, because I'm sitting here, and I'll give you an example. Somebody posts up, and I won't say names, somebody posts up very dramatic transformation. I think they only lost 8 to 10 pounds, but the look of that 8 to 10 pounds on their body frame was ridiculous. I've seen people on our transformation lose 25 pounds, 30 pounds in the 10 days, seriously, who didn't have as dramatic a physical transformation as far as looking at the difference it made in their physique. And so, you know, immediately, you know, like 30, 40 people are like, oh, wow, that's amazing, congratulations. And among them, there are four people going, okay, I'm ready. When do I start? How do I get started? Come on, go, 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 go. I want to do this. And I'm seeing this every day. So it's a way of sharing that inspires people to, you know, to try this. And it is so life-changing. And we have videos. We have videos of people who have done the transformation, of their testimonials. We have before and after pictures as well. Two videos. And they're so amazing. They're so inspiring that I hope that everybody on the line will immediately get off of this phone and go straight to the MyPurium, www.mypurium.com. Scroll down to the video tour. And you look at those two videos, please, the transformation testimonials and the transformation before and afters, and it's going to just inspire you to no end. And there's more dramatic ones that aren't even on and in that video that are, again, being put up spontaneously in social media and shared through tweets and through posts, and through, Pinterest and all these other things that are just blowing up and helping people to spread the word. And it's just a beautiful thing. So I want to encourage you to keep doing that. And lastly and finally, but absolutely not least, if you have not been to the Facebook Million Mom Movement page, if you haven't shared the post there, please, please, please do. Again, this has nothing to do with making money, nothing to do with selling, except for selling people on the fact that the world needs to change and that Purium is standing trying to educate people about the issues so that they can make good decisions. And those issues are being spoken about and brought up in forums in a small way, and that way needs to grow on the Million Mom Mission page, Facebook, Million Mom Mission. You can find it on our page. So go to the Purium, My Purium site, look for the Million Mom Mission, and go there and like us and start to share that as well. So I believe I've blown past our 30 minutes here by a couple of minutes. So I want to thank you for having joined us. And I'm going to open up the phone lines and give you guys the opportunity to shout out one last time and tell me what you thought about the information on tonight's call. Good evening, everybody. Okay, I think that's better. Well, so thank you all for joining me tonight, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow night.
Good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Thank you, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.